We're joined in the studio now by Matt Turner and Marcella Whittingdale, here to tell us more about the annual Midsummer Ball that takes place at the Hilton Brighton Metropole on Saturday the 24th of June. This week we've been meeting all the contestants, and today we meet Matt and Marcella, or should I say, Danny and Sandy.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
I hear you're doing a Grease number. Which one?
Well, I think it's like a medley.
Oh.
Because the reason I know this is because in our notes, we've been sent our notes.
Well,
and
I haven't read them yet.
It says...
You need to get on that.
Yeah, I need to put that
out. At some stage in the performance, Marcella shall change from good, in inverted commas, Sandy, to bad Sandy.
Oh, I love it. You're going to get to wear the black leather.
I think so, yes.
How
I think
exciting.
There may be like a kind of Bucks Fizz moment at some stage.
Let's
during
hope
the performance.
It's not a Madonna moment.
Yeah, we don't want any wardrobe malfunctions.
Definitely
here.
Definitely not.
Have either of you done anything like this before?
Never.
Okay, which begs the question, why did you agree to do it in the first place?
I guess one is comfort zone. It's a great opportunity as a business person to be pushed as far outside of your comfort zone as possible. But I think the most important thing for me is the cause. You know, when someone like Chestnut Tree House calls you up and asks you to represent them,
yeah,
it's very, very
really
difficult
say no.
to say no.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, they do such fantastic
them.
Work, don't they?
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
I think we've both been to visit, and I think it's impossible to come away from the amazing work they do without feeling pretty overwhelmed and pretty inspired to want to get out there and do something for them. And it takes £7,000 pretty much a day to keep Chestnut Tree House up and running, and they really rely on the help and support and generosity of the people in Sussex and fundraising events like this to get that money to keep going. So when I had the honour of a visit, I came away and like Matt says, anytime you get a call from them, you're like,
yes, I'll do
okay,
it.
Exactly, I'll
yeah,
do it. Even
whatever.
Though, wow, this is just so not my thing.
Oh,
not
I can't
thing.
Wait. Now, you may have heard little voices in the background. Marcella has her beautiful children with her today. Now, just between you and me, what's Mummy like when it comes to singing? Any good? Oh, really? That doesn't bode
Tell me
well.
She's a good dancer.
Can she dance?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Well, all is not lost, Marcella. Have you heard her practicing her singing at home?
Yes.
Oh, and not great? What would your feedback be? What would you say? What could she do to improve?
Do it right now.
Oh, would you? That's my girl. Land your mother in it. Yeah, sing live on the radio, Marcella. It's what your children want. I wouldn't be so cruel. That was fabulous. And what about your singing? Are you a good singer?
Lauren and I's a bit embroiled in the colouring.
Yeah, she is
quite a good singer, aren't you?
You're very good at colouring in. If your singing's as good as your colouring in, maybe you should be doing it as well.
I want to.
You can sing. What song would you sing if you were performing at
Let
the ball?
Let It Go.
Let It Go. Do you want to give us a little bit now? No. Fair enough. So have rehearsals started? When do you start being coached?
Rehearsals start Saturday.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a grand meet-up, don't we, of all the contestants,
all
I think,
us.
On Saturday. So it's a competition, obviously, and the idea is we raise as much money in this friendly competition. One of our competitors is Robin Cousins.
Yes, so, Robin's coming on the show tomorrow.
It doesn't seem fair, does it?
A medal-winning, amazing athlete.
If you can do it on ice, then doing it on a hard floor is going to be a piece of cake.
Yeah, I feel like he may have a slight unfair advantage.
Exactly.
Maybe. But isn't he doing it dressed as a woman? Is that right?
Yes,
did
yeah,
I hear that?
Yeah. What's their song?
I think they're doing something from, Hairspray. Is
oh,
that
yeah,
right?
That's
I think
right.
so.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
so.
That'd be brilliant.
Now, as you said, it's all about raising money. People can go on, can't they, and vote for the different contestants. How
yeah.
can they do that?
They can go online, they can Google Matt Turner, Marcella Whittingdale, they can visit our Just Giving page, and they can donate to us, or they can visit mine and Marcella's Twitter accounts. Mine is Matt Turner UK. And they can click on the link, donate to us, and be as generous as possible. Because what you've got to remember is that this charity, you know, needs the best part of £3 million a year to run and to look after the best part of 300 to 400 families across Sussex. Mm. and not being too political so close to a general election.
No, please don't, because I lose my job.
But they get less than 10% from the current government. Yeah. So the way I look at it is that if the government can't help them, then people like Marcella and I can.
Yeah.
So dig deep. Get that credit card out and be as generous as possible.
It is such a worthy cause. I understand there are a few tickets left for the ball itself. Not many, though. So if you do want to go along to the Hilton Brighton Metropole on the 24th of June, you need to act fast. But as I say, obviously you guys raising money for Chestnut Tree House, but there are lots of Sussex charities being supported by the ball. Action Medical Research, Chaley Heritage Foundation, the Star Trust, the DM Thomas Foundation for Young People, and as we've just said, at the Chestnut Tree House. Well, listen, guys, I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Jealous, Marcel. You're going to get to wear like a pink ladies' jacket, I imagine.
I know. Well, it should be good. I haven't eaten since the end of April, but apart from that, it's going to be fine.
Brilliant. Listen, best of luck with it, guys, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.